Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Israel signs another peace treaty with an Arab nation. That's the headline. David Nolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I would imagine that most of Israel is going to be focused on Washington, D.C., and in particular the White House, where the peace treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates will be signed, and Donald Trump will sign it as well. That's going to be a historic meeting and historic signing of a peace treaty, the first one in some 26 years.
Well, it is, and a delegation is leaving Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu heading that. He was talking about flying in a private jet with his wife and two sons to avoid being with the delegation because of the massive explosion of COVID cases in Israel, over 4,000 a day now being reported, and a full lockdown is beginning just before the High Holy Days. So frankly, Jimmy, most people are focused more on that at the moment than they are on the peace process. But nevertheless, they're very happy. Bahrain coming on board the train and opening relations with Israel. A delegation was supposed to arrive from the UAE in Israel right after the signing ceremony at the White House to sign some deals, but because of the COVID lockdown, that may be postponed, they're now saying. Certainly, it's a great achievement and something that the Israelis have looked for. President Trump hinted that Saudi Arabia may come on board that as well. They're more reluctant because of being the guardians of the Islamic holy sites in Mecca and Medina. But at the very least, they're not opposing the deal. Only Iran and Turkey still strongly speaking against it. But the Israeli public very happy that this is happening. And we could be in the middle of a war. There is a war going on against the virus, but at least there's not war with some of these Arab countries and moving more and more in the direction of normalizing relations, and that is definitely a good thing.
David Dolan with the details on a peace treaty ceremony at the White House, a peace treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. It's been 26 years since Israel signed a peace treaty with one of its former enemy states, and this time the Jewish State of Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Israel has signed peace treaties with two other Arab nations, Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. With this third treaty with the United Arab Emirates and another coming with Bahrain, we see the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled in the near future. When these treaties fall apart, and they will, Antichrist will appear to confirm all of these then broken peace treaties. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...